This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel inspects progress of Kathmandu-Tarai Madhes Expressway project fast-track. Leaders of four major political parties discuss improving lawmaking process. And at least 100 Palestinians killed in Israeli attacks since ceasefire deal announcement. Now the news in details. President Ramchandra Paudel has inspected the ongoing construction of the Kathmandu-Tarai Madhes Expressway Fast Track. During the inspection, President Paudel reviewed the progress of the work and gathered information on the current developments. The President observed the construction of tunnels, bridges and roads, while also learning about the efforts being made to complete the project. As one of the country's most important national pride projects, the Fast Track is being built under the management of the Nepal Army. After the inspection, President Paudel instructed the army to continue working with high morale to complete the project within the set timeline. The expressway, which will connect Kathmandu, Lalitpur, Makwanpur and Bara's Nijgarh and link with the East-West Highway, is expected to make a significant contribution to the nation's development and prosperity once completed. Leaders of four major political parties have held talks to improve the lawmaking process and make parliamentary procedures more effective. The meeting took place at the CPN-UML parliamentary office in Singhadarbar today. The meeting was attended by the representatives from the Nepali Congress, CPN-UML, CPN Maoist Center and the Rashtriya Swatantra Party. CPN-UML's Chief Whip Mahesh Bartaula said the discussion focused on finding a common position on bills being discussed in parliamentary committees. Chief Whip Bartaula added that the goal was to make parliamentary work more efficient and ensure bills are moved forward more quickly. Likewise, Chief Whip Bartaula also mentioned that efforts would be made to prevent bills from getting stuck in the House or committees for many years as in the past. The Executive Chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, is in mourning following the passing of his father. Executive Chair Dr. Bista's father, Man Bahadur Bista, passed away this morning at the age of 91. The breakthrough for the ongoing tunnel construction at Siddha Baba in Palpa is set to take place on 24th of January. According to Project Chief Krishna Raj Adhikari, only 1.5 meters remain to complete the tunnel. The project is part of the Siddhartha Highway's Butual-Palpa section, located at a high-risk accident spot in Siddha Baba. Three bypass tunnels have already been connected to the main tunnel. Breakthroughs for bypass tunnels 3, 1 and 2 occurred on 11 September, 28 September and 22 December respectively. After the breakthrough, work will focus on lining the tunnel's walls and floor, followed by road pavement, electrification and ventilation. The China State Construction Engineering Corporation is handling the project with a contract worth about 7.34 billion. The Gandaki Province's electrification campaign aimed at creating a bright Gandaki province in the fiscal year 2023-24 has not yet reached Narpa Bhumi Rural Municipality in Manang District. Narpa Bhumi, the only local body in the province not connected to the road network, remains isolated. Located 70 kilometers from the district headquarters, residents must walk for 2 days to reach it. The provincial government has not allocated any funds for road development and the area relies on solar energy with limited phone coverage. Chairman of Narpa Bhumi Rural Municipality, Konzo Tenzing Lama, criticized the lack of attention to the area, saying the dream of a bright Gandaki is impossible without basic infrastructure. The Provincial Ministry of Energy has pledged to address the issue in the upcoming budget, and local authorities are working on constructing a road themselves. A huge amount of cash was transferred for education from Nepal in the first 5 months of the current fiscal year. In the current macroeconomic and financial situation of Nepal, based on 5 months of data ending mid-December 2024-25, released by the central bank, a total of ₹47.71 billion was paid for education under the service account. The Nepal Rashtriya Bank stated that under the service account, travel payments increased 12.2% to ₹85.01 billion, including ₹47.41 billion for education. According to the Nepal Rashtriya Bank, such payments were ₹75.73 billion for travel payments and ₹47.34 billion for education in the same period of the previous year. Likewise, the net services income remained at a deficit of ₹40.71 billion in the first 5 months of the current fiscal year, compared to a deficit of ₹26.55 billion in the same period of the previous year. Under the service account, travel income increased 3.1% to ₹35.19 billion in the review period, which was ₹34.12 billion in the same period of the previous year. The Nepal Electricity Authority has announced power cuts in various parts of Lalitpur today to replace electric poles. According to a notice issued by Nepal Electricity Authority, power will remain disrupted from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in areas served by the Pulchok feeder under the Pulchok Distribution Center. The areas with power disruption include Ilti, Mahapal, Patan Darwar, Bangla Mukhi, Sankhamul, Patan Dhoka, Mangal Bazar and Chassel. The Nepal Electricity Authority apologized for the inconvenience caused to customers and stated that the electricity supply may resume earlier than scheduled if the work is completed ahead of time. Now on to an international news update. At least 101 Palestinians, including 27 children and 31 women, have been killed in Israeli attacks on Gaza since the announcement of a ceasefire agreement set to begin on Sunday. According to Al Jazeera, Israel's cabinet is expected to meet today to approve the ceasefire deal. Meanwhile, two far-right ultra-nationalist ministers in Israel's government have threatened to resign if the agreement is ratified. According to the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees, an estimated 15 children a day in Gaza suffer injuries from the conflict, often resulting in life-changing disabilities. Since the 7th of October 2023, Israel's war in Gaza has claimed the lives of at least 46,788 Palestinians. Meanwhile, according to the BBC, the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced that a deal to release the hostages has been agreed. Prime Minister Netanyahu delayed a cabinet vote on the Gaza ceasefire deal initially, scheduled for Thursday, accusing Hamas of requesting last-minute changes. Prime Minister Netanyahu's office confirmed that the negotiating team reached agreements on the deal on Friday morning. The Prime Minister has instructed the Political Security Cabinet to meet later on Friday, and the government will then approve the deal. The office added that the families of the hostages have been informed. China's population has declined for the third straight year in 2024, according to the National Bureau of Statistics, falling by 1.39 million to 1.408 billion. According to Al Jazeera, this drop reflects a continued trend where deaths outpace birth. The population has been shrinking since the 1980s, with 2022 marking the first time deaths exceeded birth since 1961. Despite efforts to boost the birth rate, including subsidies and policies to limit divorces and abortions, the country faces challenges such as high living costs, youth unemployment, and a slow economy. The 2024 baby boom expected during the Year of the Dragon was brief. To address this, Beijing is gradually raising the retirement age, hoping to ease the strain on the economy. China's economy grew by 5% in 2024, but growth is predicted to slow in the coming years. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan was sentenced to 14 years in prison on Friday, while his wife Bushra Bibi received a 7-year sentence in a case involving corruption and misuse of authority related to Khan's University Project Trust. According to Al Jazeera, former Prime Minister Khan was fined 1 million Pakistani rupees, that is $3,500, and his wife Bibi was fined half that amount. The verdict was delivered by an accountability court at Adiyala Jail in Rawalpindi, where Khan has been held since August 2023. Bibi was arrested at the court. Former Prime Minister Khan had previously claimed that delays in the case were attempts to pressure him. This is the fourth major conviction on Khan for following earlier cases on issues like selling state gifts and leaking state secrets, which were overturned or suspended. Khan calls his legal troubles a political witch hunt. The U.S. government has imposed sanctions on Sudan's army leader and de facto president Gen Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, accusing him of destabilizing Sudan and hindering democratic progress. According to the BBC, de facto president Burhan has led one side of the 21-month civil war, which has caused tens of thousands of deaths and displaced over 12 million people. The U.S. also cited his role in lethal attacks on civilians, including targeting schools, hospitals, and markets. The sanctions follow recent reports of civilian killings in Wad Madani, though not directly mentioned in the announcement. The U.S. sanctioned Mohammed Hamdan Dagalo, leader of the paramilitary RSF, accusing the group of committing genocide last week. De facto President Burhan has ordered an investigation into alleged atrocities committed by his troops in Gezira State. Now onto the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Podal inspects progress of Kathmandu Tarai Madhes Expressway project fast track. Leader of four major political parties discuss improving lawmaking process. And at least 100 Palestinians killed in Israeli attacks since ceasefire deal announcement. Well, that is the end of the news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will air at 8 p.m. in the evening. For the latest news updates and programs, visit our official website at RadioNepalOnline.com. Thank you for tuning in and have a good day.